Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, beloved, to Money Talks with Dr. Mineta. We are live in the great city of Detroit. This is Financial Friday, where we come to you live with tips, strategies, keys to wealth creation and wealth building and wealth management and wealth generation and wealth distribution. I got tongue twisted there. But, beloved, we are here and we are excited to be back with you. We wanted to complete our series on the Ten Commandments of Wealth Building. The Ten Commandments of Wealth Building, we started with this series on last Friday. And so I encourage you right now, go grab something to write with, something to write on. And if you are part of our Facebook family, why don't you tweet to some friends, coworkers, colleagues that we are live here on Money Talks. And it may be just what they need to hear regarding their finances. And then those that are on our Facebook page, why don't you share the link? We are live for the next 30 minutes. Maybe you have a question, a comment regarding your finances, because our goal and objective is just that, to share with you information on investing, saving, giving, eliminating debt. Oh, that's major. How to create wealth. So we are covering a variety of topics and subjects that are money related. And just one strategy could change your financial status, your money mindset, your money behaviors, your money skill set. That's what we're talking about here on Money Talks. So we're live. You can call us at 1-347-945-6272. Again, 1-347-945-6272. That's our live call-in number for your questions, maybe your comments. Maybe you want prayer. Maybe you want prayer. We want to pray for you and with you regarding your financial status. Maybe you need a financial miracle, a financial breakthrough, a financial deliverance, financial healing, whatever it is. We want you to be a part of our program today. As many of you know, we have shared over the last several weeks. We have a Facebook page, and it's called Financial Freedom and Blessings Now, where we share a resource of information that we're not able to share here live on the program, but you can go to that page, you can like my page, and then just catch up and read the vast information that's available. And we are excited to share that information with you. We do have coming up right now until July the 9th, which is tomorrow, we've been offering a free complimentary financial coaching session with us. And so you can go to our page and you will see that information of how to make contact if you want a free consultation, coaching session regarding your finances. It is going to end starting July the 9th. You must make your request by then, and then we will schedule your private coaching session. And we are excited as we are going into this seventh month, into the end of the year, but we want to make sure your financial goals are in order for you to achieve them. So go to our page and click on and register and follow the instructions. And someone from our office will contact you, and you can be a part of what we're doing here on Money Talks and Financial Freedom and blessings now. We're excited. Now let us go into today's broadcast. This is part two of the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments of Wealth Building. The Ten Commandments of Wealth Building. You want to definitely be a part of what we are covering today on Money Talk. It is going to bring conclusion to what we started last week, the Ten Commandments. Did you know there are Ten Commandments to wealth building and wealth creation? And that's what we are going to share with you at this remaining time. Grab something to write with. And the first, I want to kind of review what we shared last week. And if you did not get a chance to listen in, you can go back to our Blog Talk Radio archives and download those podcasts and listen in 24/7. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/the-NEW-VOICE. 24/7, no cost. You can listen to last week's series. And I would encourage you to even go back to the month of June where we talked about tips, keys, and strategies for financial success. But last week, we started with the Ten Commandments of Wealth Building. These are 10 key principles to build true wealth. And I want you to know, you shouldn't be surprised. It's about a lot more than just money. So principle number one was get deeply motivated. Principle number two for our wealth building is that give more value than you take. That's why I'm just highlighting the heading of the principles that we covered. You can go back in and listen in. I have reposted it on my Facebook page as well. Principle number three for wealth building is live with 100% integrity. And then principle number four for the wealth building is be courageous. Be courageous because, see, wealth results from doing what others won't so you can have what others will never do. So be courageous. And so we closed out on number four last week. And so today, the fifth wealth building principle is be disciplined. Be disciplined. Be disciplined. See, wealth is the accumulation results of many little things added together and compounded over a lifetime. That means that your daily habits, let me repeat that again. Your daily habits, what you do consistently daily, your daily habits will make or break your success. Your daily habits will make or break your financial success. So whatever you do, repetition, over and over every single day, it's either going to make you successful or it's going to break you. So when we think about some of the topics like saving and investing and reinvesting and growing your financial and business intelligence are all essential wealth-building habits that require persistent and consistent effort. That's right. You must be disciplined. You must be disciplined. You must be focused. That's what I'm saying in other words. Wealth-building requires discipline. Wealth building requires discipline because without discipline, you risk falling prey to the number one wealth killer. And you know what that is, beloved? The number one wealth killer is procrastination. The right habits today without delay. It takes discipline to overcome procrastination by starting today. today. You're listening in live, I mean, today, and persisting tomorrow. It's not a one-time thing, you know. Many physically in the beginning of the year, they want to join fitness centers and work out and become strong and bulk, and some want to lose weight. And so it has been stated and surveyed that after the first 35 days, the person stops. The discipline goes out the window. No more going to the gym, no more walking. Back to eating high sugary foods, high calorie foods. No discipline. And so, beloved, the same thing applies to your wealth building. The same thing applies to your money management. You must be disciplined. Wealth building and wealth creation requires discipline, because without discipline, you risk becoming a procrastinator. That's right. That's what happens. How many things have you procrastinated on already since the beginning of 2016? So I'm saying to you today, there is no excuse for action. Anything less is just an excuse. I'm going to say that to you again. There is no excuse for action. Anything less is just an excuse. So what I'm saying to you, beloved, another obstacle to discipline, daily habits, is forward thinking. Forward thinking. This is what you have to think in terms. See, when we think in terms that magical thinking, you know, you think about it and you confess it and you decree it and it's automatically going to happen. No, that's what we call magical thinking. That's an obstacle to your discipline, to your daily habits. And this is the false belief that financial security will magically appear out of thin air, without a plan, without a specific plan or action causing it. You're just sitting back and it's just going to fall out the sky. No, that's what we call magical thinking. It doesn't work that way. That's an obstacle to you being disciplined daily. So when you think about why you need a financial plan, why you need a wealth plan, that's what I meant to say. Why you need a wealth plan and not a financial plan? There's a big difference. See, wealth happens because you do what it takes to make it happen. Even the appearance of instant wealth, actually stands on the foundation of years, with an S, years of discipline, daily habits. Many would want to say, luck. No, no such thing. See, luck comes to those who make their own break. And of course, this shows you how to do it. That's what we have been sharing with you. Luck comes to those who make their own breaks. What are you creating right now? What is your wealth plan? What is your financial plan? So we offer to you financial coaching courses on investing, on saving, on debt elimination, on giving. All of these are part of the commandments to building wealth, creating wealth. Number six, building principle, is this: avoid conspicuous consumption. Avoid conspicuous consumption. And so what I'm saying is the elusive carrot the dangling carrot for wealth building is the attraction of more, better, different lifestyle. That's what your dangling carrot is today when you think about building wealth. Can't build wealth if the attraction is more, better, and different. I'm going to have a better lifestyle. I'm going to have a different lifestyle. I'm going to have more of a greater lifestyle. See, this is a myth. And this myth is carried on by what we call brokerage ads, investment ads. It's perpetuated with ads filled with, number one, mansions, sailboats, vacations, luxurious vacations, perfectly manicured golf courses. See, beloved, the problem is consumerism. Consumerism causes your limited resources to be directed to a lifestyle away from wealth building. See, there's a big difference. And that's why principle number six is vital. Avoid with consumption. That you're not driven by the mini mansion, the sailboat, the European vacation, the Caribbean vacation, 21 days around the world, 81 days around the world. We have to avoid that spirit of consumerism because it causes you to limit your resources and to be directed toward a lifestyle away from your real original plan, which is wealth building. So what they are doing, they are competing demands for the same scarce resources. And the only one can win. Only one can win. Only one can win the battle. So I'm saying to you, seek financial freedom. Become captive of your desires. Seek discipline and find liberty. That was quoted by Frank Herbert. See, the reality is wealth is a form of delayed gratification. Let me say it to you again. Wealth is a form of delayed gratification. In other words, that mindset of gimme, 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 and I need it now, now, now. Wealth building and wealth creation. It's a form of delayed gratification. See, wealth builders, and I'm calling out the wealth builders today. I'm calling out the wealth creators. I'm calling out the wealth generators, the wealth distributors. Wealth builders live modestly by spending less than they can afford. So that could operate in money. They spend less money than they take in their salaries, their time, and energy. Those are the resources. You can get more money, but you can't get more time. So they can invest the difference for greater value in the future. That's what a wealth builder does. Modesty in life. See, a wealth builder understands happiness doesn't result from the material trappings, because that would only keep them from fulfilling the deeper cause that drives them to success. Wealth builders, avoid conspicuous consumption. So every day you have to make a choice between consumption today or wealth for tomorrow. Every day, do you need another pair of shoes? Do you need buy 3 or 4 soft drinks? Do you need more clothing? Do you need another vacation because you were just on vacation 2 weeks ago? Again, every day you make a decision between consumption today or wealth for tomorrow. And so the only way to embrace delayed gratification as the most fulfilling alternative without any sense of sacrifice is to have a motivating cause deeper than your desire for a lifestyle. If the lifestyle is your cause, then consumption becomes the priority, and making wealth eternally exclusive and evasive from you. Making wealth eternally evasive. So it will not happen if your daily habits, your daily mindset is consumption. I need this, I need that. It goes from clothing to food to entertainment. The number one thing is to entertain our flesh. So I'm saying to you, avoid conspicuous consumption. That is number six. Number seven, a wealth-building principle is so build supportive environments. Build supportive environments. And what I mean by that, if building wealth was easy, then more people would achieve it, wouldn't you think? So it's not easy. If building wealth was easy, then more people would achieve wealth building and wealth creation. Yes, you can succeed in their pursuit of financial freedom, even though anyone can put together a reasonable plan to become wealthy. See, the difference is consistent, persistent, focused action. Those three things. Life provides an endless stream of distractions to sidetrack your plans for wealth. I hope you are getting this, that you will be distracted, sidetracked for your plans for wealth. And I'm telling you, the solution is to create a support system that keeps you focused, on track, disciplined, and literally draws you toward wealth. How many of you want to be wealthy? I'm raising my hand. And so your environment, your family environment, your social environment, your relationship, your work environment, your financial habits, your daily rituals, and even more, just to be proactively designed to literally pull you toward wealth by supporting and reinforcing your plan. That's right. All these factors, you know, birds of a feather flock together. You've heard that before. What is your mindset? What is the language among those that are engaging wealth building? And so when we have your free consultation session on wealth building, if you're ready to go to the next level, are you ready to be focused and on track and disciplined in your environment? So as you are drawn toward wealth by supporting your plan, see, you must structure your life to support a wealthy outcome. It's the path of least resistance. That's right. And so our program, our coaching, our financial coaching and educational products can help you redesign your life to achieve financial freedom, financial liberty. You can either direct your daily life to achieve your financial goals, or you can passively allow your days to become filled with alternatives. Choose E this day. Is it financial goals and alternatives? Or are you ready to really step in and take full control over your wealth building with supportive environment, supportive systems? That's where we come in as a financial coach, that we are supporting you with alternatives. So you either get the results you choose or you get the results that are given to you. Which path will you follow? Which path will you follow? Number eight, the eighth wealth-building principle is apply leverage to wealth building. Apply leverage to build your wealth. Leverage, alternative. See, leverage, beloved, financial leverage is the essential success principle that builds wealth. You won't get wealthy by trading time for money, and you can't do it all alone. I'm saying that again. For those that may be listening in, and you have a 9-to-5 job, and you are trading your time for money, you will not become wealthy in that manner. You cannot get wealthy by trading your time for money. You can't do it all by yourself. So, beloved, building wealth requires you to work smarter rather than harder. And I want to share with you the following principles of leverage. Because you got to apply leverage to build wealth. You cannot do it by yourself. So, the first form of leverage or principle of leverage is financial leverage. And we call it OPM. OPM is other people's money. That's right, beloved. I think he's a billionaire, Mark Cuban. He said the number one mistake that a lot of entrepreneurs make is they spend their own money. And so today, if you've never heard of OPM, write it down, OPM, other people's money, that's what you leverage. That's what you use so that you are not limited by your own purse, by your own resources, by your own pocketbook. Financial leverage. Another key principle of leverage is time leverage. Time leverage. Other people's time so that you are not limited to 24 hours in a day. Time leverage, that's other people's time. OPT, that's what you're using wisely. Other people's time to your employees, consultants. It's so that you are not limited to 24 hours in a day. The third form and principle of leverage is systems and technology leverage. I talk about systems all the time. And so when you think about systems and technology, that's other people's system and technology so that you can get more double than less with less effort. That's right. Instead of you doing this by yourself, you have 9 other people working with you. So that's people's systems and technology so that you can get more done with less effort. The fourth form of leverage is marketing leverage. Marketing leverage. So that's other people's thoughts. That's other people's magazines, newsletters, radio programs. Just like now, you're listening in. You don't have to do any research. So this is other people's intellect. Think about it. It is so that you can communicate with millions with no more effort than is required to communicate one-on-one. Think about it. That's called marketing leverage. I know this is probably a little different, and you're like, what does this have to do with wealth building? It has a lot to do with wealth building. Number five is of this principle of leverage is network leverage for resources and connections so that you can expand beyond your own. Network leverage. And then number six, under apply leverage to build wealth. That's what it's going to require, that you work not harder, but you work smarter. And so, number six, it is knowledge leverage. Other people's talent, expertise, experiences, so that you can utilize greater knowledge than you will ever possess. That's right. You're expanding your territory. And so this type of leverage, it allows you to build up more wealth than you ever have achieved alone by utilizing resources that exchange beyond your own. And so it allows you to grow wealth without being restricted by your personal limitation. Leverage is the principle that separates those who successfully attain from those who don't. It's just that simple. If you aren't using leverage, then you are working harder than you should to earn less than you deserve. And that isn't going to make you wealthy. Use your leverage. Use your leverage. Apply leverage to building wealth. That is my prayer for you. Have we come to the end of our time, our live time here on Money Talks? And many, I'm sure, will be encouraged, will be blessed by his last words that he shared with us. So make sure you tune in next week when we continue the 12 principles for building wealth, the 12 principles, the 12 commandments for building wealth. We'll be here live again on Money Talks, the Blog Talk Radio channel that you are legally grown. They cannot, block these principles. They work. And so we will pick back up next week as we go into part three of the Ten Commandments of creating wealth and success. Amen, amen. I hope you've been encouraged. I hope you've been inspired as we have shared today here on Money Talks with Dr. Mineta, that you would follow these principles of success, and it'll put you on the path to true wealth. And so as we gather next week, again, 12 noon, live for 30 minutes, we want you to join with us. We want you to go back and listen to the archive. You will be encouraged and inspired by the archives that we have placed in your care. So, again, as we go from this place, but never from your presence, we pray God's blessings upon you, your family, your business, your ministry, your household. That is my prayer for you. Go in peace. Shalom, shalom. God bless you.